Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring real-world Dar, Millennial Jen, and not-so-silent Bob. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you think, and they'll always end on a happy note.
In this episode, our topic is, how often would you like to be traveling and to where?
Bob, you travel a lot already, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Bob, you're always traveling.
Yeah, so. You're never home.
I'm traveling. I've been to every state in the United States.
Wow.
And including Hawaii, although that
Thanks,
was
sir.
Just at the airport. But it still counts. Hey, it still counts.
Bobble.
I'm counting all those things. And I also was in Alaska at the airport.
Okay.
But I'm still counting it.
Okay, Bob. So not we're not gonna fight with you on that one.
I don't count airports.
The last 48th state that I was into, and I went out of my way to do it just to say I was in it, was Idaho.
Okay.
That was my last state.
Was that an airport?
No, that was driving through it.
Okay.
And I liked Idaho, by the way, especially Boise.
Okay.
But anyway, wonderful. That's not what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
What I really want to talk about is where would I like to go? Not that I wouldn't like to go and do more traveling in the United States. I really would. I mean, there's so many places I still haven't seen.
Before you do that, why don't you backtrack and tell us where you're traveling now? Like, where's your spot that you go to, you and your wife, for several months?
We do this every spring. We get out of the Copper Country sloppiness.
Yes.
So we do it every spring, and we go to Branson, Missouri.
That's your spot.
And it is the spot, and it is one of the five most traveled tourist spots in the United States. More people. I'm giving them an ad. They should pay me for this. People visit Branson than Disney World.
Yeah.
You know that?
I did not know that.
True. Yeah, it's true.
My grandma went to Branson, and she loved it.
Yeah. Bob invited me to Branson one year while I was going for a conference, and I hung out with Bob and Carol, and they wore me out. But I was surprised. No one talks about Branson.
Old yeah. people do. I mean, people who have
experienced
a lot of things, they right. talk about Branson.
But right. I've got to defend. That used to be the case, and it was more the case than before. But what's happened now, it's a family destination point.
Mm.
I mean, because there's a theme park there. There's a wonderful downtown area. So, I mean, it's changed, and it had to change in order to survive. So, yeah, Branson is, frankly, it's a really fun place to go, and I'd recommend it. I mean, that if you had a... Especially if you had kids. And I always tell people that if you have small kids, Branson.
Got it.
Before you go to Disney World, because the kids need to be older before they go to Disney World.
Okay. See, now you all know Branson is a place to take your family.
Yeah, and I can't wait to surprise my kids. One day I'll be like, guys, guess where we're going? And they're going to say Disney World. And I'm going to say, no, Branson. Missouri, right? Is it in Missouri?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, there.
Ozark Mountains.
They are going to be so excited. What are we going to do there, Mom?
They're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
Jen is silent.
Yes. They will love it.
Okay.
They will love it.
So what's on your list, Bob? Where you? How often and where?
Well, I'd like to travel every year for at least a month. I wish I could. Who can afford it, right? But I would love to go ahead and go back and see my cousins, who are in Poland. I'm first born in this country. You've
mm-hmm.
heard that already, I know, but I'm going to say it again. I'm kind of proud of that fact that I'm first born in this country. And I'd like to see that whole part. I'd like to visit them again, but I'd also like to see that whole part. And I guess if I had to do two cities all over again, it would be Budapest. It would be Budapest, and it would be Krakow. Those two cities were really magnificent and just really fun cities to be in.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Lithuania. That's where my mom came from.
All right.
So that's where. And then a second choice, and I'll do this quickly, I have an extended family, people that I met here locally who are from all over the world, and they become part of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to go ahead and go to Indonesia. I would like to go to India. I would like to go to Taiwan. And maybe even meet their families. So there you have it.
Very cool. Nice.
Where are you going, Dar?
Well, I think there's a lot of the United States that I still want to see. For example, my grandmother is originally from South Carolina. and I've never been there.
Oh, I like South Carolina.
You do?
I've been there.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, so I want to see, like, Charleston. If I could go back and see where my grandmother was born or her street or anything that I can do to connect back to my grandmother and her siblings and her childhood, I think that would be great. So South Carolina. Other places that I've gone and I would really like to go back to, Alaska. I traveled through the Inside Passage, and that was during my Up With People days. And I honestly, when I knew that Alaska was on a tour, I was like, Alaska? Ain't no black people in Alaska. And I was pleasantly surprised. I actually got my hair braided in Alaska. So
nice.
I was shocked. But it was absolutely beautiful. So I would love to go back to Alaska. And
how would you like to get there? Cruise?
Well, I was talking to one of my students today, and she works. Several of my students have worked in the summer and on the boats, you know, the fishing boats and stuff like that. So I don't know. A cruise would be nice. I hadn't gotten that far, Bob.
All right.
But a cruise sounds fun. I love Denver. That's one of my favorite places. They have the best sunrises, sunsets in Denver. So I would love to go back, and I got a wonderful host family there. And then I've not been to Hawaii, and I've not been to Singapore. So those are on my to-do list. And then one more. I got three tiers like Bob. So Derek and I are like, Derek is more of a sports fanatic than I am, but I like experiences. Mm-hmm. So I would love to go to see like the French Open. So go to France to see the French Open someday. Or go to Florida to see Major League Baseball spring training. I actually had given that to Derek as a Christmas gift, but Major League Baseball is kind of in flux right now. But so I would like to go and have those types of experience. And then one more. If I could tour with like a Phil Collins or Bruno Mars, you all know how I feel about Bruno Mars, or my favorite act that I just saw, New Edition, and go on tour with them for like 3 weeks or a month, that would make me super happy.
Do you know that in Denver, it's okay for women to pinch men?
What?
No. Why do you know these random things?
I was there for a conference, and we went to a dance hall restaurant bar.
Oh, okay.
And when I was much younger, and I got pinched, and then I was asking around the local folks. This was in Boulder.
Uh-huh.
And they said, oh, yeah, it's common around here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but does that make it okay? Something can be common.
I don't know. I kind of liked it.
I was thinking Bob was going to share some legal, like law.
Right.
It is okay for women to pinch men.
Well, I think they were pinching you to make sure you were real because it was just.
Yeah. They thought they were dreaming when they met Bob. That's what they thought.
What about awesome. You, Jen?
Where? I just want to go to Hawaii.
Okay.
When
there
I was
it is.
16, my
you
parents,
don't want to be pinched?
No, I'm good. I've been to Colorado, I've been to Idaho. I have never been to Hawaii. My parents went when I was 16 and they left me home to babysit. So
ooh.
I still haven't been to Hawaii. And
why Hawaii? I mean, I know why for me, but why?
I mean, it's Hawaii. I want to experience the islands and just do the things and wear the hula skirt and eat the food. And I guess I just have this idea
experience
that Hawaii is a magical cultural place that I've never been to or experienced. My brother actually moved to Hawaii and lived there for 2 years, but we couldn't afford to visit at that point. So I have a brother, my mother, like everyone's gone but me.
Oh,
so
you'll go.
I was really thinking I'd be able to go for my 15th wedding anniversary, but we still don't have the money.
Oh, it's coming.
I know. Well, when you have four kids and it's like, what do we do with
it's
the
all
kids?
Timing.
And how, yeah. So I just, one day I just hope I get to Hawaii. But
well, question.
Instead, yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So I always see images of them jumping off cliffs and stuff like that in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that? Would you jump off a cliff? I don't know how to swim yet, so I'm working on it.
I mean, maybe. Like, I've done other things. Like, I've gone swimming with dolphins, and
Have you surfed?
I haven't. I've body surfed. I've never been on a surfboard before. But I don't know. I don't think I'm quite that adventurous. But I love when you watch TV and they find some, like, magical waterfall.
Yeah.
And then they go swim in the water. I would do that.
Okay.
I would do that. But
cool.
Maybe not jump off a cliff.
Got it.
Very cool. All right. Well, I think that'll wrap up today's episode.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see you all next time. All right.
See.
Bye.
You later.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit genxyi.com. That's genxyi.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit genxyi.com. That's genxyi.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts.